A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
A very warm welcome to A View on Access. This is our regular showcase into how theatre arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. I'm Tim Calvert. In this edition, I shine a light on the magnificent Spirited Away, which is on at the London Coliseum until the 24th of August 2024, and had an audio-described performance on May the 23rd, 2024. I highlight that performance, talk about the visual elements, access at the Coliseum, and preview some of the other audio-described performances coming up in June and July. The promotional material for Spirited Away states, Studio Ghibli's Oscar-winning Spirited Away, created by legendary animator and director Hayao Miyazaki, is reimagined for the stage by Olivier and Tony Award-winning director of Les Miserables, John Card. The original Japanese cast perform this extraordinary production with wildly imaginative puppets, dazzling sets and costume designs, and a live orchestra played by a magnificent original film score by Joe Hisashi. The duration is 3 hours, including a 20-minute interval. This is a highly ambitious visual spectacle that unravels at a frantic pace, a bit like a roller coaster, and takes you on one hell of a ride through a fantastical world with vast multiple sets that constantly change location as the story unfolds, performed in Japanese with English subtitles. The vocalized introductory notes are invaluable as they offer an intricate insight into all the aspects of the production and will be highly beneficial should you wish to attend before the end of the run, which are available in audio and text format from vocalize.co.uk in their archive. The story premise centers around the character of Chihiro, who, while travelling to a new home with her family, stumbles into a world of fantastic spirits, ruled over by the sorceress Yubaba. When her parents are turned into pigs and she's put to work in a magical bathhouse, Chihiro must use her wits to survive in this strange new place, find a way to free her parents, and return to the normal world. This is a very visual production. As you take your seat, the stage is concealed by a large dark cloth with animated clouds drifting across a blue sky projected onto it. Lush, thick greenery trails above the stage arch and on both sides of the performance space. The English subtitle screens are positioned in these areas. As the show begins, the cloth lifts away to reveal a vast old city. Across the back are multiple pokey little apartments with orange lights beaming out of the windows. Wooden walkways back to front are accessed by ladders and stairways, and in the center, a two-story Japanese-style house dominates the center of the stage and revolves to reveal different parts or slides off and on when needed for specific scenes. We're often transported to other locations like the boiler house with the character of Kamaji, who is bald with an egg-shaped head and spidery long arms. There are various puppets featured, including a fantastical white dragon that the character of Haku transforms into, baby Bo, various animals, a bird and frog, amongst many others, all of which are detailed in the introductory notes. There was a fabulous audio-described performance of Spirited Away that took place on Thursday the 23rd of May with 30-plus participants in attendance, including many from the iMatter Group led by Susie Simons, who regularly have lots of theatre and arts trips in London throughout the year. For more information, you can visit imatter.org.uk. The audio description delivered through the Sennheiser radio headsets that you collect from the box office was brilliantly delivered by Jenny Stewart Cosgrove and Miranda Yates, and was a little different for this production as they both worked in partnership in each half to deliver both the description and the English translation, with Jenny describing and Miranda translating part one and Miranda describing and Jenny translating part two. This worked beautifully in harmony with each other and was invaluable for those visually impaired to ensure clear understanding of the story and all the visual drama unfolding on stage, and it was really appreciated and enjoyed by all. The London Coliseum is passionate about making the venue and content equal for all and have a well-trained access staff on hand to assist and support where needed. After a few steps into the building, it is step-free access all the way into the stalls with disabled toilets close by. Guide dogs can be taken into the auditorium with you or looked after by theatre staff. Full access information can be found by visiting londoncoliseum.org, clicking on your visit and then access. To book tickets or for further information, you can call 020 7845 9300. Some of the other great shows highly recommended with audio description in the West End and around London coming up are Player Kings, starring Ian McKellen on Saturday the 15th of June at the Noel Coward Theatre. This takes place at 2:30pm with a touch tour at 1pm. MJ is on Tuesday the 18th of June at 7:30pm at the Prince Edward Theatre with a touch tour to be confirmed. Hadestown is on yet again for a second time at the Lyric Theatre, part of the NIMAX Group, on Wednesday the 19th of June. It's on at 7:30pm with a touch tour beforehand. Drop the Dead Donkey is playing at the Richmond Theatre, part of the ATG Theatre Group, on Thursday the 20th of June at 7:30pm with a touch tour to be confirmed. Heathers is back in the West End at the Soho Place and is audio described on Friday the 21st of June at 5pm with a touch tour to be confirmed. English from the RSC will be on at the fabulous Intimate Kiln Theatre in Kilburn on Thursday the 27th of June at 7:30pm with a touch tour at 6pm. Bluets is audio described at the Royal Court in Sloane Square on Saturday the 29th of June at 1:30pm with a touch tour beforehand at 12pm. Six the Musical is on Sunday the 3rd of July at 3pm with a touch tour at 1:30pm, and that's on at the Vaudeville Theatre, part of the NIMAX Group on the Strand. Sister Act, which is part of the Netherlander Theatre Group, is on at the Dominion Theatre, and that's next to Tottenham Court Road Tube, and that takes place on Monday the 8th of July at 7:30pm with a touch tour at 6:30pm. People, Places and Things is on at the Trafalgar Theatre on Saturday the 13th of July at 2:30pm and Thursday the 25th of July at 7:30pm with a touch tour to be confirmed. Romeo and Juliet with Tom Holland is audio described at the Duke of York Theatre on Monday the 15th of July, and that takes place at 7:30pm with a touch tour to be confirmed. Kiss Me Kate is on at the fabulous Barbican Centre on Wednesday the 17th of July at 7:30pm with a touch tour at 5:30pm. And finally, for now, Boys from the Black Stuff, which is transferred from the National Theatre, is audio described at the Garrick Theatre on Thursday the 18th of July at 7:30pm with a touch tour beforehand. More details, booking information could be found on vocalise.co.uk, along with listings for a wide array of other shows, events and gallery tours. Some audio introductions for shows can be accessed on the Vocalise website 5 days before a performance. More listings can be found about audio described performances around the UK by visiting mindseyedescription.co.uk and for cinema, accessiblescreeningsuk.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit aviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.